at first glance, it seems overwhelming. Certainly, a person living in a rural area of Virginia isn't going to be capable of monitoring the signals and reporting the data that they are looking for. But I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice if this project had one participant who had a very small system? So I went ahead and replied, and much to my surprise, was selected for the program.
Chapman's job, tracking the signals beamed down from the automated spacecraft as it orbited the Earth. As a hobbyist, he had the tools good enough for NASA.
I did have a 1 meter dish, which you can hold in your hands, and that was mounted on a rotator on my roof. So in the eyes of the people managing that program, they determined that I was maybe capable of receiving the signal, and ultimately I did.
Applications to help track the next mission, one filled with astronauts traveling further from Earth than any human has in 50 years, are due in late October.